Hey, good morning and good Erev Shabbat, everyone. I hope you all have a beautiful and holy Shabbos. I will also try to share my Parsha video on this chat besides day seven. Day seven, which is called Achieving Wholeness. There are two Hebrew words that we want to come away from this chapter, this entry understanding, and the two words are Tocho Kebaro. It's a phrase mentioned by the great Jewish sages that Tocho Kebaro, that what's inside, what you see on the outside, is reflecting truly what is on the inside. And I quoted the Gemara from the Babylonian Talmud, Yoma 7b, that any Torah scholar whose inner self is not like his outer self is not a Torah scholar. We want to try to be one wholesome person. Deception and sort of living our way, sort of a double life. I was thinking of calling this chapter a double life or not living a double life. Deception can be very hurtful and destructive, obviously, to other people. I talked about being sort of the used car salesman, which has become the cliche about someone who presents a car as perfect, when in fact it's a lemon. There are serious underlying issues. It's fraud. It's something the Torah prohibits. And we're familiar with that, on how deception can really harm and hurt other people. But what I wanted to focus on in this chapter is what deception does to us internally. How living our lives in a double way, saying one thing and meaning something else, or meaning one thing and saying something else, is really, really a problem. I remember years ago, I didn't put this in the chapter, I went to one of my teachers at Yeshiva University when I was in rabbinical school. And I remember I watched them build this gorgeous gym and pool when I was in college. And finally, by the time I was finished college, I wanted to start using it. I was in smicha, I was in rabbinical school, but they wouldn't let graduate students use the pool. It was only open to undergraduate students. For whatever reason, doesn't matter. But I still had my card. I still had my undergraduate card. I looked almost exactly the same as I did the year before. So I could so easily just flash my undergraduate card and get into the new gym, use the pool, no problem. My Rebbe, my teacher at the time, said, "You can't do it." Why? It's Gnevas Das. It's stealing another person's mind. It's giving the perception of one thing when the reality is something else. And my rabbi, my teacher, was trying to impress upon me, it's not just defrauding another person, but when you start living your life in such a way where you're presenting yourself in a way that's not the reality, then it causes inner turmoil. This might be, as I'm speaking to you, I'm thinking about social media, Instagram, Facebook, and I am all over it. If any of you follow me, and I hope you do, but it is difficult because I think what it does is, you know, we all only want to put our best foot forward. We want to portray a certain perception of ourselves to the world. Is it authentic? Is it real? Okay, you know, how many of us are really going to post our failures and our problems and our flaws, you know, for the whole world to see? We just want to sort of present our perfections, you know, to other people. Everybody loves being around though others, though, if you think about it, who seem to be sharing who they truly are, you know, as where they are, as we like to say, you know, what you see is what you get. And we can generally tell when someone is trying to be something they're not, and it's usually a turnoff. Authenticity is really important. It always was. And it's a very, very attractive and genuine quality to develop, to be who you are, to represent yourself as you are. Now, that doesn't mean, and I think I mentioned this in the chapter, that you don't puff yourself up a little, you go on a date, you go on an interview. Well, usually I dress like a slob, I wear shirts with stains on it, so I'm going to show up at the interview with a stain or on the date. Obviously not, and that's not being, you know, disingenuous, right? We want to present our best selves and not our worst selves, so that's okay. We just don't want to get into the habit of trying to present A when B is truly the reality. And we're not only doing it because it's the wrong thing to other people. We also want to live that way because we want to live a wholesome way. There's nothing more disconcerting internally, psychologically, emotionally, living a double life. And there's nothing more satisfying than just being and not having to make something up, because you can just say it exactly who it is. Because ultimately, we are Tocho Kebaro. We are what you see is what you get. What you see on the outside is truly reflecting on the inside. And that's my bracha, that we should have that equanimity in life. We should have that calmness of just being who we are and showing other people that. And of course, working on ourselves during this month of Elul to try to iron out some of those flaws and imperfections, and taking on whatever issues we have and identifying ourselves with our best self, presenting that aspect of ourselves to other people, but ultimately a true essence of who we really are. Shabbat Shalom, my friends.